thinking of the universe in terms of light, frequencies, and energies of different frequencies, in the terms that have become familiar to us through the study of physical light, is not merely metaphorical. It is a natural and powerful way to think of the universe, because physical light is a reflection of non-physical light. Physical light is not the light of your soul. Physical light travels at a certain velocity. It cannot go faster. The light of your soul is instantaneous. There is no time between a daughter's loving intention toward her father and the soul of her father understanding that intention. Instantaneousness, therefore, is very much a part of your life. In non-physical reality, the decisions that you make in terms of how you choose to use your energy have effects that are instantaneous. They are one with who and what you are. Energies that emanate from your soul have instantaneousness to them. Energies that emanate from your personality follow the path of physical light. Fear, for example, is an experience of the personality. The soul can be confused and away from light, but it does not experience fear. If the soul experiences an absence of light from a part of itself, the personality will experience this absence of light as fear. That fear is of the personality and, therefore, of space and time. Unconditional love is of the soul, instantaneous, universal, not bound. Visible light is one portion, like an octave, in a continuum of energy of graduated frequencies that extends below and above what the eye can see. In the same way, the continuum of non-physical light extends below and above, so to speak, the frequency range in which the human exists. The human experience is a particular frequency range in the continuum of non-physical light, in the same way that visible light is a particular frequency range in the continuum of physical light. Other intelligences inhabit other ranges of frequency. These forms of life do not exist elsewhere from us. Just as infrared light, ultraviolet light, microwave light, and many, many other frequencies and ranges of frequencies coexist with the visible light spectrum, but are invisible to us, the life forms that are characterized by different frequency ranges of non-physical light coexist with us, but are invisible to us. Our species is evolving from one frequency range in the spectrum of non-physical light into another, higher range of frequency. This is the evolution of the five-sensory personality into the multisensory personality. The multisensory personality is more radiant and energetic than the five-sensory personality. It is aware of the light of its soul, and it is able to detect and to communicate with forms of life that are invisible to the five-sensory personality. The universe is a hierarchy that has no bottom and no top. Between the levels of the hierarchy, there is an understanding that higher perceptions can be a part of, and are encouraged to be a part of, the experience of lower plane spirits as they strive to expand their own awareness. Thus, there is always a higher level of assistance. You are involved in this process, although your personality is unaware of this, because it is done at the level of your soul. Our non-physical assistance comes from the ranges of non-physical light that are higher in frequency than our own. The intelligences that assist and guide us, unconsciously in the case of the five-sensory personality, and consciously in the case of the multisensory personality, are of a higher rank in creation than we are. Therefore, they can provide us with a quality of guidance and assistance that we cannot give to each other. The five-sensory personality associates rank within a hierarchy with graduated levels of worth, and it associates a lower rank with less worth, less ability to control others, and more vulnerability. From the point of view of the universe, all the ranks of creation are of equal value. All are precious. When seen through authentically empowered eyes, a being with a higher rank in creation is one that has more ability to see without obstruction, more ability to live in love and wisdom, and more ability and desire to help others evolve into the same love and light.